Happy Monday, everyone. Today is February 22nd, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Just wanted to say it's great to be back from vacation, but without any further ado, let's get started. In 1860, the first organized baseball game in San Francisco, California is played between the Eagles and the Red Rovers. In 1888, the father of American golf, John Reed, first demonstrates golf on a Yonkers cow pasture to his friends. In 1892, the Manitoba Rugby Football Union is formed. In 1893, the first Iron Bowl is played between Auburn and Alabama. Auburn wins 32-22 in Birmingham. In 1933, Malcolm Campbell sets a world land speed of 272.46 miles per hour, driving his famous Bluebird car in Daytona Beach, Florida. In 1952, German husband and wife team Ria and Paul Falk win the mixed pairs gold medal at the Oslo Winter Games, defeating American siblings Carol and Peter Kennedy. In 1956, the first English soccer match is played between Portsmouth and Newcastle United. In 1957, Walter O'Malley says the Dodgers may play 10 exhibition games in California in 1958. In 1959, at the inaugural Daytona 500, Lee Petty and Jean Bouchon cross the finish line side by side. Bouchon is declared the unofficial winner. However, the ruling was overturned after 3 days by NASCAR founder Bill France Sr. In 1962, Wilt Chamberlain sets a then NBA record with 34 free throw attempts in a game. In 1979, Billy Martin is named manager of the Oakland A's. In 1980, the Miracle on Ice happens. The U.S. ice hockey team beats heavily favored Soviet Union 4-3 at Lake Placid in one of the biggest upsets in Olympic history. The Americans would go on to win the gold medal. In 1984, brothers Anton and Peter Stastny score 8 points each for Quebec. In 1998, on the last day of the Olympic Games in Nagano, Japan, Petr Svoboda scores the winner as the Czech Republic claims its first ever Olympic ice hockey gold medal with a 1-0 victory over Russia. In 2014, at the age of 34, Mario Matt of Austria becomes the oldest champion in Olympic alpine skiing history with the slalom gold medal at Sochi. In 2018, the U.S. women's Olympic ice hockey team wins its gold medal for the first time in 20 years with a 4-3 shootout victory over Canada in Pyeongchang. The score was tied 3-3 after overtime. In 2019, Robert Kraft, owner of the NFL team the New England Patriots, is charged with soliciting prostitution as part of a human trafficking sting operation in Juniper, Florida. And lastly, in 2020, Portugal superstar Cristiano Ronaldo marks his 1,000th senior appearance by scoring in Juventus' 2-1 Series A win. And we'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around and welcome to our deep dive segment. If you had to put any effort into your guess for today's deep dive, it means one of two things. One, you didn't live through the Cold War or don't follow hockey. Or two, we've done a really good job of covering different topics on this show. Today we're going to be covering the Miracle on Ice. The Miracle on Ice was an ice hockey game during the 1980 Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, New York. It was played between the hosting United States and the Soviet Union on February 22, 1980, during the medal round of the men's hockey tournament. The Soviet Union had won the gold medal in 5 of the 6 previous Winter Olympic Games, and they were the favorite to win once again in Lake Placid. The team consisted of primarily professional players with significant experience in international play. By contrast, the United States team, led by head coach Herb Brooks, comprised mostly of amateur players. With only 4 players with minimal minor league experience, the United States was the youngest team in the tournament and is the youngest in U.S. national team history. In the group stage, both the Soviet and U.S. teams were unbeaten. The U.S. achieved several notable results, including a 2-2 draw against Sweden and a 7-3 upset victory over second place favorite Czechoslovakia. Prior to the Friday game, ABC requested that it be rescheduled from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard so that it could be broadcasted live in prime time. However, the International Ice Hockey Federation declined the request after the Soviets complained that it would cause the game to air at 4 a.m. Moscow time as opposed to 1 a.m. As a result, ABC decided not to broadcast the game live for the United States audience and tape delayed it for broadcast during its primetime block of Olympic coverage. Before the game aired, ABC Olympics host Jim McKay openly stated that the game had already occurred, but they had promised not to spoil its results. In order to accommodate coverage of the men's slalom competition, portion of the games were also edited for time. ABC's 8 to 8:30 time slot was instead devoted to the animated special, The Pink Panther. To this day, some who watch the game on television in the United States still believe that it was live. With a capacity of 8,500, the fieldhouse was packed. The home crowd waved U.S. flags and sang patriotic songs such as God Bless America. Before the game, Brooks read his players a statement he had written out on a piece of paper, telling them that you were born to be a player. You were meant to be here. This moment is yours. Brooks believed they could win and later stated, quote, the Russians were ready to cut their own throats, but we had to get to the point to be ready to go pick up the knife and hand it to them. So the morning of the game, I called the team together and told them, it's meant to be. This is your moment, and it's going to happen. It's kind of corny, and I could see them thinking, here goes Herb again, but I believed. For the first game in the medal round, the U.S. played the Soviets, finishing the first period tied 2-2, and the Soviets leading 3-2 following the second. The U.S. team scored two more goals to take the first lead midway in the third and final period, then held on to win 4-3. 2 days later, the U.S. won the gold medal by beating Finland in their final game. The Soviets took the silver medal by beating Sweden. The victory became one of the most iconic moments of the games and in U.S. sports. Equally well known was the television call of the final seconds of the game by Al Michaels for ABC, in which he declared, quote, do you believe in miracles? Yes! In 1999, Sports Illustrated named the Miracle on Ice the top sports moment of the 20th century. As part of its centennial celebration in 2008, the International Ice Hockey Federation named the Miracle on Ice as the best international hockey story of the past 100 years. We want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Please don't forget to subscribe however you're listening to us, and don't forget to follow and like us on all social media. We can be found at Sport History Pod. Again, that's at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw of Audionautics for the introduction music, and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.